Live from the GPB newsroom, good Thursday. I'm Ricky Bevington. Hurricane Dorian evacuees are returning home now that a mandatory evacuation order has been lifted. GPB's Emily Jones reports the state largely escaped damage from the storm.
The tide was not as high as predicted, and damage to the coast was minimal. Tybee Mayor Jason Bilterman says he is concerned this could make people less likely to evacuate for future storms.
If that's our biggest issue, is convincing people to leave in the future. You know, we don't have homes that are flooded. We don't have property that's destroyed. We don't have a beach that's completely gone. We don't have people's lives turned upside down for the third time in 4 years. Then that's fine with me.
Dorian did knock down some trees, blow debris, and cause power outages. Officials are urging people to be careful as they return home. For GPB News, I'm Emily Jones in Savannah.
People who declined to evacuate for Hurricane Dorian are out today surveying the damage. Steve, who asked us not to use his last name, took the opportunity to illegally walk his dog, Otter, on the beach.
So one day of the year, we can sneak him down to the beach and we're not going to get in trouble.
He was on Tybee's North Beach. The storm hit at low tide, so flooding was less than predicted. For people who did evacuate ahead of the hurricane, it can cause financial hardship. GPB's Grant Blankenship has this story.
Evacuating costs money. There's gas, food, maybe a hotel. Brenda Meeks of Savannah says that made for tough choices before the storm.
Either not eating, try to pay my rent, or don't leave town. And they're saying it's mandatory that we leave because it might be a life or death situation.
Meek's home had been damaged by Dorian. She would have been eligible for rent assistance. She's likely not eligible now, which is why Crystal Buchanan of FEMA says the agency advises keeping a nest egg for the next evacuation.
Having that to be prepared for disasters means also being financially prepared in case you do need to evacuate and get a hotel room.
About a quarter of Savannah lives below the poverty line. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.
And I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.